This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. An attack at a Crimea college. A top Russian official in Crimea says 18 people are dead and more than 40 wounded after the explosion and mass shooting at a college in Crimea. The official says the attacker was a student at the vocational college in the Black Sea city of Kerch, who killed himself after. One student said the shooting went on for at least 15 minutes. Russia's investigative committee said all the victims died of gunshot wounds. U.S. President Donald Trump continues defending Saudi Arabia in the case of a Washington Post columnist missing since entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul 2 weeks ago. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Turkish officials say Saudi agents killed Jamal Khashoggi. Facing pressure to push the Saudis for answers, the president yesterday warned against rushing to judgment, telling the AP this appears another case of guilty until proven innocent. But Turkish writer Mustafa Akyol says the Saudis are not innocent.
Well, they're proven guilty in this case because he didn't get lost in the middle of the streets.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Saudi leaders in Riyadh assured him they and Turkey are thoroughly investigating. But asked if he's heard or wants to hear audio of Khashoggi's suspected slaying, replied, "I don't have anything to say about that." Sagar Magani at the White House.
Afghan lawmaker Abdul Jabbar Karaman, running in this week's parliamentary elections, was killed on Wednesday. Officials say a bomb was planted under his chair. Taliban militants claimed responsibility. United Nations Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura told the Security Council Wednesday he plans to step down at the end of November for personal reasons. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May opened a Brexit summit Wednesday in Brussels, seeking to convince fellow European Union leaders her plans for a friendly divorce were not dead. This despite the bloc's calls for her to come up with a new approach. Britain's scheduled exit from the Union is March 29th. Demonstrators gathered outside the EU summit demanding that Brexit be stopped. Nikki Johnson protested, pointing out she grew up in Northern Ireland and lived through troubling times there.
We lived through the Troubles and we definitely don't want to see history repeat itself. And I'm very, very concerned about how vulnerable Northern Ireland in particular is, given the current situation and the state of the negotiations.
Negotiations are at an impasse over the issue of a legal backstop to keep open the border between British Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic, an EU member. Tensions rise in the Middle East regarding a Gaza rocket attack on a residential zone in southern Israel. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Israeli medics say a woman and her three children, whose home in Beersheba was struck, are being treated for shock after they fled to their shelter upon being awoken by warning sirens. The woman's swift response likely saved their lives, as the home was destroyed and debris scattered throughout the street. In response, and after days of rising tensions, Israeli jets have pounded Hamas targets across the Gaza Strip. The Gaza Health Ministry says a militant was killed inside one of the posts targeted and three other people were wounded. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Activists in Malawi are protesting construction of a statue of India's independence leader, Mahatma Gandhi. An online campaign in Malawi has collected nearly 4,000 signatures against erecting the statue. They say the statue is an insult to Malawians in Africa because of racial slurs Gandhi made as a young man. Mpambira Aubrey Kambewa is a campaign organizer.
Primarily, it also draws back to the time that he was in South Africa when he was an activist, where he based his fight for the rights of Indians based on the discrimination of black people. He alluded to the fact that Indians are racially superior to black people.
The statue in the commercial capital Blantyre is being erected as part of a deal for India to construct a $10 million convention center. A Malawi government spokesperson says he does not believe that Gandhi was racist. Democratic Republic of Congo has summoned the Angolan ambassador over the expulsion of thousands of Congolese migrants during a crackdown on artisanal diamond mining this month. That's according to Congo's foreign minister on Wednesday. And we have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.